In a groundbreaking fusion of science and spirituality, the descaled Carmelite order had revealed what is considered the most accurate representation of Saint Teresa of Avila's face. The unveiling took place simultaneously in Alba de Tormes, Rome, and Australia, coinciding with the 510th anniversary of the saint's birth. This forensic reconstruction was directed by Professor Ruggero de Anastasio of D'Annunzio University in Italy, with the expertise of forensic specialist Jennifer Mann from Australia's Victorian Institute of Forensic Medicine. The scientific recreation depicts Saint Teresa at approximately age 50, coinciding with an important period in a reformative work with the Carmelite order. Jennifer Mann's meticulous work drew from multiple sources, including radiographs of the saint's skull and a portrait painted by Friar Juan de la Miseria, as well as a detailed description by Mother Maria de San Jose, who lived with the saint and highlighted details such as the arched eyebrows and three distinctive moles. The facial sculpture offers the most lifelike depiction of Teresa known to date. It was made possible following the Vatican's recognition of Teresa's tomb in August of 2024. The detailed anthropological analysis conducted alongside the reconstruction revealed extensive insights into Saint Teresa's health, including severe osteoporosis, dental decay, and pronounced spinal curvature. This wasn't the only remarkable tribute to a saint who, through a Carmelite reform and profound writings, significantly changed the church, because on May 11, 2025, the descalced Carmelites in Alba de Tormes, Spain, had made a special opportunity available to the faithful by opening the urn containing the incorrupt remains of Saint Teresa of Avila for public veneration. This rare occasion, not seen since 1914, allowed Catholics to pay their respects and seek the saint's intercession. The event is part of a larger study of her relics, including the opening of a tomb and examination of her remains. This is the fourth time in history that the body of Saint Teresa of Avila has been publicly displayed, the previous instances being in 1582, 1760, and 1914. Saint Teresa of Avila lived in Spain during the period known as the Reformation. A member of the Carmelite order, she initiated with Saint John of the Cross a reform of her community, seeking that its members would live the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience with greater zeal and vigor. In doing so, they would stand as a witness against the corruptions of the church and inspire others to see the radical witness of holiness of life. She faced a daunting task and endured terrifying opposition. Her health failed and she was labeled a dangerous radical. She revitalized the Carmelite order, focusing on its original strictness and emphasizing the importance of contemplative prayer and a deep personal relationship with Christ. Her writings, particularly The Interior Castle, The Way of Perfection, and her autobiography, have profoundly influenced the Church's understanding of the spiritual life and continue to inspire Christians today. Eventually, her efforts at reform had a great impact and became a model of how the church can be changed for the better by a radical application of the truths of the gospel. Saint Teresa of Avila, pray for us.